Hello and welcome to the show. This is the Ash Backwards Podcast, a free-form podcast about relevant sports topics. I'm Evan Ash. Today is Wednesday, March 14th, 2018. You can follow me on Twitter at AshBackwardsPod and email me at evanpodcast15@gmail.com. Like the Facebook page. This podcast is on a variety of platforms. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Google Play Music, Podomatic.com. Check out the show on YouTube. So, my guest tonight is Saswat Misra. Saswat, say hello to everybody.
Woo! It's March Madness!
Yes, it is March Madness. So, I have been incredibly busy. Been doing a lot of studying and working, and that's pretty much it. That takes up all of my time. So,
for me, it's just been basketball and working.
Yeah, so I haven't watched very many games. I watched some of Georgia Tech versus Boston College. I watched most of the first half. It was on my lunch break, and we looked terrible as usual. So, I sat down and watched that.
I pretty much watched at least, like, I don't know, I want to say, like, 10 to 15 games a week.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
When you have the weekend, you can get in multiple games.
Oh,
that helps.
True. Well, I mean, like, when I was in college, like, going to football games, that was an all-day thing. Like, we would be gone from the dorm from, you know, first thing in the morning till it was starting to get dark outside. But then going to a basketball game, it's like 3 hours total from when you leave to when you get back.
Well, if you're at Maryland, then you got to get seats. You got to get there early. You got to get there 90 minutes before the doors are, well, probably like 30 minutes before the doors open. And once the doors open, you still have to wait 90 minutes for the game to start.
Well,
so,
Maryland is a basketball school. See, at Georgia Tech, we didn't have that.
We were a basketball school.
Well, what kind of school are you now?
A lacrosse school.
A lacrosse school.
after the season Maryland's gone through right now, I don't think it's appropriate to call us a basketball school.
Oh boy.
At least not right now.
Okay. Well, I mean, the 17,000-seat arena might have something...
17,950.
Yeah, something different to
this
say.
This year is absolutely disgusting.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry that, I think Georgia Tech finished in 13th place in the ACC.
Oh, yeah, we weren't that bad.
Maybe 14th. But we still qualify for the ACC Big Ten Challenge because... Pitt went 0-19 in conference this year. So,
it's bad.
Yeah.
People were complaining about Jamie Dixon, and you finally get a new coach. Look what happens.
That's my concern about if Georgia Tech fires Paul Johnson. Like, everybody complains about Paul Johnson, and like, what if we fire him and hire some guy who's just terrible? And like, you know, Paul Johnson loses a lot of games, but what if the new guy loses all the games? Then what?
Never know.
Right, then what do we do after that? So,
anyway, we got brackets to talk about, don't we, Evan?
Yes, we do. So I only have three bullets on here. So I have remarks, Saswat's bracket, and my bracket. So do you have any remarks? Anything that... Any rants about Mark Turgeon that you need to announce to the entire internet?
I'll be very quickly about this because we got some brackets to get to. That's the most important thing for this podcast today. But Mark Turgeon,
what
an awful coaching job that he has done this year.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is going to say all the Mark Turgeon apologists are going to bring up. Oh, but we had injuries. Oh, but we made all these consecutive NCAA tournaments. Well, here's the thing. This is the University of Maryland. Mm-hmm. This is a basketball. Well. It should be a basketball school. And, I mean, just making the tournament, I'm sorry, is not enough for Maryland. You have to make the tournament and go deep. And we haven't done that yet. Mark Turgeon, this is his seventh year. You know, we're expecting big things. And even with injuries, we still have a lot of talent. all the guys that he's recruited have been mostly 4 stars and 5 stars. The seniors that weren't producing this year, 4 stars. Tchaikovsky was a 4-star. Jared Nickens is a 4-star. Deion Wiley's a 4-star. And just, we have talent. Like, Kevin Huerter and Anthony Callen are some very talented players. And Turgeon just could not utilize them, could not run plays for those guys. And it's just a bunch of ISOs, one-on-ones, and maybe occasionally they get a good shot off, but then the other times it's just a mess on offense. And I personally want him fired, but I know just due to the financial constraints with a really bad contract without a buyout, it doesn't make sense to financially get rid of him. So we're stuck at it with him for another year.
Didn't he now, just get extended?
Yeah, he got extended in end of 2016.
Oh boy.
With no buyout clause.
With no buyout. This sounds like a Paul Hewitt situation.
If we were to fire him now, we'd be on the hook for $12.5 million. It's a no-go.
Okay.
Even SEC schools have trouble finding all that money to fire coaches. Now, the good news is we do have a top 15 recruiting class coming in. Huerter and Cowan are expected back. And our promising center, Bruno Fernando, is also probably coming back. So we do expect a good team in College Park moving forward, but we also have Turgeon, who just cannot coach his way out of a paper bag. You give Gary Williams this team, we make the NCAA tournament.
Well, I mean, I still claim the 2010 Georgia Tech team should have gone to the Final Four, but Paul Hewitt couldn't coach, so we didn't really do much. Like, we had three great big guys, and, like, they just didn't do anything. Like, Amon Shumpert was on that team. Derek Favors was on that team. All these, they had great players. And, like, you got
to win games when you have talent.
We were a 10 seed, and we beat Oklahoma State in the first round. I looked this up early this week. We beat Oklahoma State in the first round. In the second round, we lost to Ohio State and Evan Turner. So, you know, haven't heard from Evan Turner since, but...
Well.
Yeah. So that happened. And then we haven't been back to the tournament in 8 years.
Well, you came close last year.
I guess. I know. We did well in the NIT.
Were you a 1 seed or 2 seed in the NIT or something?
Something like that.
Made it to the finals, right?
Yeah, and got blasted by somebody.
Ouch.
Yeah. What does that sound?
Oh, I got some chicken in the oven, so just had to turn it off. Chicken's done.
Alrighty. So the chicken.
So anyway, from a good segue from chicken to brackets.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Yes, professional segues here on the Ash Backwards podcast. So, Sasser, are you ready to go through your sheet of integrity?
Let's do it.
Alrighty. Let me see. Oh, here it is. The zoom button. Okay. So, let's start in the south region, because it's in the upper left of the page. So, go down your south region. I want all of your upsets that you have, including 9s over 8s, because a 9 beating an 8 is inherently an upset.
Alright. Some upsets that I have. I have, first off, I have the Loyola of Chicago Ramblers from the Missouri Valley Conference upsetting the Miami Hurricanes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yep. I just don't like Miami. I've watched them a couple games. I've seen them struggle. And I don't know. I just got a feeling about Loyola Chicago. They'd be able to pull that upset. Had a good season. Have a good record overall. Going with the Ramblers.
Okay. Do you have any others?
Yes. I also have the Texas Longhorns from, obviously, the Big 12 Conference.
Yeah.
Upsetting Nevada.
Yeah. Okay.
I like Texas. They got some talent on that team. Shaka Smart's really, really good coach. He's doing some good things down in Austin, and they got a lot of good big men who can score the ball and play defense as well. So I think Texas upsets Nevada.
Interesting. So you got all the lower numbered seeds winning everywhere else. All
Just
right.
one other comment I want to make, just
Okay.
because it's a local team. UVA versus UMBC could be an interesting game. I still have
Really?
UVA obviously winning, but Jarius Lyles is an impressive point guard for the UMBC Retrievers. I watched that America East Championship game. He took over that second half. And if he gets hot from three, look out. Now, UMBC, they play very smart. UVA also plays very smart. Due to the lack of talent, athletic talent on UVA, and even with that injury to DeAndre Hunter that'll sideline him for the rest of the tournament, watch for UVA to maybe come out slow. Now, in the second half, I think they probably hold a somewhere in between a 10 to 15 point lead through the game, but UMBC does not get blown out. UMBC does not get blown out in this game.
Oh, well, I've watched Georgia Tech get blown out too many times against Virginia. I think one time we lost like 50 something to 20 something.
Yeah, actually, the one I actually attended a Virginia Cavaliers game live in Charlottesville, Virginia, and they played Georgia Tech, and yeah, Virginia destroyed you guys.
Oh yeah. I think that was the game we scored 7 points in the first half.
I don't think it was that one, but
Oh.
you guys did not score a lot of points.
No. If you go to Georgia Tech, you should get used to losing to Virginia. I don't know what it is about Virginia, but we always lose
They're
just
good. That pack
spectacularly.
line defense.
Well, not
So
even,
anyway.
well, basketball, but football as well. Virginia football's terrible, and we still go up there
They
and
made a
lose.
bowl game this year.
Well, Georgia Tech didn't make a bowl game, so that we blew a two score
Well,
lead
I
in like the
guess.
final 3 minutes, but
I guess that speaks for itself. Oh
yeah.
yeah, I remember watching that last 5 minutes of that game.
Yeah.
Anyway, so those are the upsets that I have in the South region.
All
And
right.
the rest of the Lord's Advance.
All right. So, you have Virginia, Creighton, Kentucky, Arizona, Tennessee, and Cincinnati in the other ones. So, between Virginia and Creighton, who'd you got?
I have the Cavaliers again. They advance to the Sweet 16.
Okay.
Creighton's a fast team. They play well, but I mean, Virginia's defense is going to stifle them.
All right. And then Kentucky, Arizona. Who you got?
I have the Arizona Wildcats. Kentucky plays great defense. Everyone knows that, but it doesn't really seem like this team has gelled compared to previous Kentucky teams. And
Well, they're all new
Arizona, I
guys.
mean, well, yeah, but like even then, like a lot of those, like last year's Kentucky team was very good with DeAndre Fox and Malik Monk. Like they definitely complemented each other very well. But I don't really see that this year with this Kentucky squad. And Arizona, I mean, nobody on that Kentucky team can stop DeAndre Ayton. Like DeAndre Ayton is NBA ready.
I've
Like even
heard
though a lot of those
Aiton.
guys in Kentucky will go to the NBA, like they probably still need some like just overall body development and things like that. Ayton's already NBA ready.
I've heard him drawing comparisons to Wilt Chamberlain.
Wow.
So,
Some high praise,
that is
yep.
very high praise.
So I have the Arizona Wildcats advancing to the Sweet 16.
All right. Who do you have between Loyola Chicago and Tennessee?
I got the Tennessee Volunteers. Tennessee's a very smart team. Admiral Schofield, one of the best forwards in the SEC. They're going to get it done.
All right. And then Texas and Cincinnati.
I got Texas going to a Sweet 16. I
All
think
right.
they upset Cincinnati. I mean, Gary Clark's very good on Cincinnati, but Texas has way too much talent.
Okay, and then let's see who's moving on to the Elite Eight, Virginia, Arizona.
I have the Arizona Wildcats upsetting the Virginia Cavaliers. And I think if you had asked me this one day ago, I probably would have selected Virginia. But I just think the loss of,
Guy got hurt.
yeah, the guy that got hurt, DeAndre Hunter, is really going to hurt them.
Okay, and then Tennessee and Texas.
Tennessee.
Okay.
Falls go to an Elite Eight.
All right, news goes to the Final Four out of the South region.
Arizona. I just think everything that they've been through this season. The Alonzo Trier PED situation, the co their assistant coach getting fired due to FBI investigations back in November, and then the big one, accusation of Sean Miller on a wiretap trying to arrange a payment for DeAndre Ayton. I think that this team, they've played well. They won the Pac-12 or the Pac-12, yeah, the Pac-12 tournament, and they've kind of rallied from all that. And with they're going through some tough teams. Kentucky, Virginia, Tennessee, they get it done and go to the Final Four.
Alrighty. Arizona in the Final Four for Sasquatch. All right, let's go down to the West region in the bottom left. Any upsets you got, including nines over eights?
I have Florida State upsetting Mizzou
Whoa.
on the 9-8 game.
Okay.
I think Mizzou's terrible. I don't even
You
think
think
they should
Mizzou's
be in this
terrible?
tournament. So, Mizzou shouldn't even be in this tournament. They lost to Illinois.
Oh,
They
okay.
lost to Illinois. I mean, anyone that loses to Illinois should not be in the NCAA tournament.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Anyway, here's the thing. You look at Miz. After the tournament, the brackets were made on Sunday, I looked at Mizzou's resume and compared that to Penn State, who got a 5 seed in the NIT. If you were to take out the names and the teams that they played, then you'll essentially see their resumes are very similar. The only reason Mizzou got in is because they play in an overrated SEC and they have Michael Porter.
I mean, you
That's
watch
what
college
boosts their
football,
stock.
you know, I mean, the SEC's overrated all the time. So,
Well, in college
well.
football. Anyway, that's a rant for maybe a September podcast we could do.
Which was only two podcasts ago. So,
Yeah.
it's been a while.
So anyway, I got Florida State upsetting Missouri.
Okay.
Other upsets, I have the UNC Greensboro Spartans from the Southern Conference upsetting Gonzaga. I just think Gonzaga's lost a lot of pieces from last year's teams. No Nigel, what's his name? Nigel Williams-Goss.
The guy who called
And
out Mike Wilbon.
yep.
Yeah.
And the big man isn't there anymore either, so.
Adam Morrison, right?
Well, he's been gone, but yeah.
Two-time NBA champion Adam Morrison as well.
Yeah, that's right. So I got UNC Greensboro. I also have San Diego State. The
Okay.
San Diego State Aztecs from the Mountain West Conference upsetting Houston.
Houston.
Yep. Houston.
That's what, are you there? Alrighty. Well, we seem to have lost Sasquatch. I don't know what the deal is with that. I will call him back in just a minute. Oh, or he's calling me back now.
And we're back. So,
Yes, we're back. What
and
was that little stoppage?
I have no clue. But
Interesting.
anyway, so I got yeah, I like San Diego State in this matchup. They're no stranger to the NCAA tournament. They've been there. They've been in this situation. I think they were even a 2 seed at some point.
Oh.
But anyway, I like their experience, and I think they upset Houston.
All right. Any others?
Yes, one more. I have
Okay.
Providence upsetting Texas A&M. Providence impressed me in their Big East championship game. Ed Cooley's definitely a big time coach, and Texas A&M has been on the downward trend. They had a great November, December, but once SEC play hit, they've been struggling, and I think they lose in the first round.
Okay. So that's it. Let's see who gets to go to the round of 32. So let's see, Xavier and Florida State.
I got Xavier.
Okay.
Don't, yeah, I mean, TreVeyon Bluett, JP McCura, they're really gonna have their way with Florida State. I don't see Florida State keeping up with those guys.
All right, there's another college player named Blewett. I remember Pitt had a kicker named Blewett.
Yep.
And Georgia Tech needed Pitt to win a game against Duke, maybe, to clinch the Coastal Division in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, Blewett goes, and it's a really short kick, too, and just goes full shankopotamus and kicks it into the stands, like, to the side somewhere.
Funny thing was, Blewett actually made a kick to beat Clemson the year they won the championship.
Yeah, I was watching that.
Blewett didn't blew it.
Right. And then Blewett also made a big kick against Georgia Tech, like, the next year or the year after.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... You couldn't miss that one, but you had to miss the one against Duke that would have helped us.
Of course.
Yeah. Ohio State and UNC Greensboro.
Going with the Buckeyes. Kata Bates-Diop, Big Ten Player of the Year. And Chris Holtmann is one of the more underrated coaches in all of college basketball. I mean, he's been to the tournament the last, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. I think after Brad Stevens left, they've still made the tournament and have had successful teams. So going with the Buckeyes.
Okay. Next, San Diego State and Michigan.
Michigan. I mean, did you watch them play in the Big Ten tournament? They were unbelievable. They were having fun. They were passing the ball. Mo Wagner couldn't be stopped. And even that big guy, Teske, was having himself a game. And if Muhammad Ali Abdur-Rahman can continue playing well from beyond the arc and hit a lot of big-time shots, they'll go far in this tournament. Going with the Wolverines.
All right. And then at the bottom, Providence and North Carolina.
I'm going with Providence. Going with them Friars.
You have Providence over North Carolina. Wow.
Well, I'll say this. Yes, North Carolina has Joel Berry, but they lost a lot of other big pieces from that championship team. They don't really have a lot of good bigs, and I think that's what's going to hurt our UNC in this game.
Okay. Back up to the top of the West region, Xavier and Ohio State. Who's moving on?
Xavier, got to go with the Musketeers on this one. They have the experience. They have those guys. They have the seniors. I mean. Yes, Ohio State has great players too, like I said, Kata Bates-Diop, Jayshon Tate, but, I mean, Xavier has won a lot of big games this year, and they continue to do that.
Okay, and then Michigan and Providence.
Michigan, riding that wave.
All right, and then who goes to the Final Four?
This is going to be a fun game between Xavier and Michigan. Really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to how they stop Travion Blewett. And also look for the matchup between J.P. Makura of Xavier and Mo Wagner to be a really contested one. These two guys are hotheads. You know, they're going to get after each other, probably even be battling for position a lot of times. Watch for both. I can see a double technical in this game just because. But I got Michigan going.
All right. So you have Michigan in your Final Four joining Arizona. I see we missed an opportunity to have Ohio State and Michigan play for the right to go to the Final Four.
Yeah, I was thinking to pick Ohio State against Xavier, but Xavier's just really good.
Okay, all right.
There's a reason they're a one seed.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get to my bracket shortly.
Yep.
I think this might be the region where we disagree the most. So let's move over to the East region.
All right.
At the top on the right. Again, any upsets, including eights or including nines over eights?
I have Alabama upsetting Virginia Tech.
Okay.
Alabama's a hot team right now. Colin Sexton's playing very well. I think they upset Virginia Tech.
Okay.
I also have St. Bonaventure Bonnies from the...
Are they in the Big East?
Atlantic 10 Conference.
They're in the A-10.
They're from the A-10, yes.
Okay.
And basically, what that came down to, these Bonnies are good. They're really good. They got some really good scores. Jalen Adams and I forget the guy's first name, but his last name's Mobley.
Okay.
They play really well. Maryland actually played against St. Bonaventure in a tournament this year, down in Florida. And what really confused Maryland was the different kinds of defenses that the Bonnies threw at us. One possession, they play man-to-man. The next possession, they play 2-3 zone. The next possession was the 1-3-1 zone. And then you never know what you're going to get. Basically, it just confused our offense way too much. And I think Florida's going to have Florida, a very, a good athletic team, but maybe not have the right pieces to be able to attack that de those defenses. And I think the Bonnies pull the upset.
Okay. Who else you got?
I also have the SF Austin Lumberjacks from the Southland Conference.
Okay.
Again, SF Austin is no stranger to the NCAA tournament.
No, they're not.
Texas Tech is. This is their first year. They could have won the Big 12 if it wasn't for an injury to one of their better players, but
Oh.
the game's in Dallas. Texas Tech will obviously have their fans there, but yeah, I'm gonna go with SF Austin.
Okay.
And then think I have one more. I have
Oh, you
Butler
do?
Bulldogs from the Big East
Okay.
upsetting Arkansas.
Nothing says Big East like Omaha, Nebraska, so.
I just don't like Mike Anderson. Mike Anderson's the head coach of Arkansas. I've watched him just like blow big leads and just have some terrible coaching decisions. Like, his players are very talented, they regularly go pro, whether it's in Europe or even in the NBA. But against a team like Butler, which is well coached, well disciplined, I think Arkansas struggles.
Okay. That's all your upsets, so let's see who's moving on between Virginia and or Villanova and Alabama.
I got Villanova. Villanova's good. They're really good. Jalen Brunson can ball.
Okay. Then West Virginia, Wichita State.
Press Virginia. Press Virginia. Their full court defense will stifle Landry Shamet and the Wichita State Shockers.
Okay. Saint Bonaventure and Stephen F. Austin.
Yeah, this will be a fun game. Two double-digit seed teams. I got the Bonnies going to Sweet 16.
Okay. And then
Yeah.
Butler Purdue in that'll
Purdue.
yeah.
Purdue, too much Isaac Haas in this game. Too much Isaac Haas.
All right, and then next round Villanova and West Virginia.
I think that. So everyone knows West Virginia, they're going to play their interesting full court defense. They're going to press. They're going to wreak havoc. Villanova's 1-2-2 press is also really lethal. And I'm interested to see how Villanova, how they counter West Virginia's press with a press of their own. I think they get it done. Villanova advances.
Okay. And then Saint Bonaventure Purdue. Do we lose Sasquatch again?
I'm here.
Oh, you didn't talk.
Just waiting.
Waiting for what?
All right, and then St. Bonaventure Purdue, I guess. That'll be the
Yes,
next
that's
one.
what I said.
And all right, I guess you got cut off there. Yeah, in this game too. I mean, St. Bonaventure's good. They have those good guards, but watch out for Dakota Mathias to completely neutralize one of those guards. He's one of the best defenders in the Big Ten, probably in the entire NCAA. Again, Isaac Haas and Matt Harms go to work.
All right, so you got Purdue. And then Villanova Purdue, who goes to the Final Four?
This is where Mikal Bridges solidifies his top five NBA draft position here. Mikal Bridges dominates a very weak defender in Isaac Haas, and Villanova advances to a Final Four.
All right, so you have Arizona, Michigan, and Villanova in the Final Four. So,
yes.
All righty, the last region in the bottom right of the sheet, the Midwest. So, any upsets you got?
I got Oklahoma.
Oklahoma?
Yeah, I got the Oklahoma Sooners.
Oh.
The Big 12 Conference upsetting Rhode Island.
So you have them riding their hot streak of winning 4 out of their last 15 games.
Exactly.
So,
yep. I just don't like Rhode Island. I personally don't like them, and I cannot pick Rhode Island with a straight face. I have to be biased here.
Okay. Well, I know where you're about to be. I've got your sheet in front of me, so I know you're about to be super biased. Who's your next upset?
Oh yeah, I'm going with the Iona Gales from wherever the conference they are. The MAC.
I think they're the MAAC. What is MAAC?
MAC.
Yeah.
Let's just call them that.
Okay.
So, I don't really have any analysis on this one. It's mostly just because of my deep hatred for Duke, and
I don't have any analysis of any of it.
Oh man, Evan with the jokes today.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have morals, I have values, and I gotta stick by them.
Okay, I'm just trying to get the picks right, so you know. I think that you don't have any more upsets.
From that. Nope.
All right. Kansas and Seton Hall.
Going with the Jayhawks. Such a talented team. And Devontae Graham, one of the best point guards in college basketball.
Okay. Clemson and Auburn.
Going with the Clemson Tigers. I like what I've seen with the Clemson Tigers this year. They play really good defense. And Auburn, I don't know. This was a team that I don't even think they made the NIT last year. And all of a sudden, they're one seed in the SEC. I think they need another year.
Okay. TCU, Michigan State.
Going with Sparty here. Rolling with the Spartans. Miles Bridges, very talented. And TCU is not going to be able to handle Nick Ward and Jaren Jackson. Plus, you know my saying.
Yes,
Jimmy
Tom
Dixon
Izzo
teams
Mark.
Love. Well, yeah, I think that's now moving towards John Beilein. John Beilein in March. But anyway. Okay. Mostly just because Jamie Dixon teams like to foul 94 feet from the basket, and they got great free throw shooters in Michigan State. So, going with the Spartans.
Okay, and then Oklahoma and Iona.
I'm going with. I think in my sheet I said Oklahoma, right?
That's what it says. Yes.
All right. For some reason, I have Iona
on
my ESPN. But anyway,
you're gonna have to fix
in
that.
In 10 is what matters, so going with the Oklahoma Sooners to advance to
Sweet
16.
Sheets of integrity, so you have to pay attention.
All right, well, I'm glad I caught that.
Yes, Kansas and Clemson.
Going with the Kansas Jayhawks. I mean, if Asubuki comes back, look out. The Jayhawks can make a run.
All right, and then Michigan State and Oklahoma.
Michigan State. I mean. Oklahoma has Trae Young, a very talented player. Michigan State has a bunch of talented players and a very well-coached team.
Okay. And then Kansas, Michigan State.
Going with Sparty here. I mean, I think this is going to be a close game. But remember, this was the round of 32 game in, I believe it was in Kansas. Was it in Kansas City last year? It was either in Kansas City or Wichita, one of those two places, and the Jayhawks won that game in front of their home crowd. This will also be in a region close to home for the Jayhawks, but Michigan State knows what happened last year. All four of those sophomores were freshmen last year. I think they get revenge, and Michigan State goes to the Final Four.
All right, so that's what's Final Four, Arizona, Michigan, Villanova, Michigan State.
Yes, so, sir.
Let's see. So who goes to the championship game between Arizona and Michigan?
going with the Arizona Wildcats. Super talented team, and in this game, I just Michigan. They're gonna play well. Probably play a close game, but Arizona just too much. DeAndre Ayton. I don't think Mo Wagner can guard him.
All right, and then the other semifinal, Villanova, Michigan State.
Tom Izzo is a very good coach, but recently, I don't know. I think he's been on the downside a little bit. And meanwhile, Jay Wright, he hasn't lost a step at all. I think this will come down to coaching. I think this will come down to point guard play. And if I'm talking coaching and point guard play, I'd rather take the combination of Jay Wright and Jalen Brunson over Tom Izzo and Cassius Winston.
Okay, and then who wins the championship?
Villanova Wildcats.
All righty.
Just great guards. Great guards. I already mentioned about Jalen Brunson. I've mentioned him all the time. But, I mean, they also have Bill Guiseppe, DiVincenzo, all these guys, and they shoot the three very well. So, going with the Villanova Wildcats.
All righty. So, sounds good.
Yep, Jay Wright gets his second title.
That's what I didn't send you my bracket ahead of time. So I get the sense that you're gonna be laughing because I,
Okay.
going through yours and going through mine, we disagree a good bit.
Okay.
And so listening to you talk about some of these teams, I'm thinking like, why did I pick that team? And like you talk about certain teams being terrible, and I have them winning two and three games and.
Oh, well. Do you have Mizzou going to a Sweet 16?
We'll get to that when we get to it. Just,
Oh, my goodness.
hold on. So, in the South region, my upsets in the first round are Kansas State over Creighton.
Okay. It's an 8-9 matchup, sure. I mean, I was flip-flopping between that, so.
So then I have 12 seed, the Davidson College Wildcats of the Atlantic 10 Conference in Davidson, North Carolina. I have them beating Kentucky.
Okay.
And 12
Okay.
beats a 5 every year, and I'm just going around like one of these 12s is going to win.
Sure.
So I feel like maybe my thinking was that maybe Kentucky will just be inexperienced or not quite gelled together, or maybe they're just not feeling it playing some little Davidson team. So.
Well, I did say earlier, I didn't really get a good vibe from this particular Kentucky team, so I could see it.
Okay, and that's the only one. I don't have Loyola, Chicago, or Wright State, or Texas, or anybody. So, moving on to the next round between Virginia and Kansas State, I have Virginia. Then between Davidson and Arizona, I picked Arizona. Then Miami and Tennessee, I have Tennessee. And then Nevada and Cincinnati, I picked Cincinnati. So
All right.
it's a little chalky, but then the next round, between Virginia and Arizona, I picked Arizona. I know I keep hearing about Virginia and
So we still have the same. Yeah.
Virginia or yeah, Virginia. Oh, they can't score and their games are so boring and stuff. And DeAndre Ayton's the greatest player we've ever seen, and
No, I
all
wouldn't
this
go
kind of
that far,
stuff.
but
So,
yeah, he's pretty good.
I'm going with Arizona. And then I also realized it kept picking all the schools with the longest names. So Tennessee and Cincinnati, writing the whole word on the
Oh
line
boy.
that seems like it gets skinnier and skinnier. I picked Tennessee to go to the Elite Eight, and then I have Arizona beating Tennessee, advancing to the Final Four.
Okay.
So now let's go to the West region where it just gets a little crazy. So all my upsets in the West region, I have San Diego State, the Aztecs, from the what conference again? Mountain West.
Okay, so we have that same upset then. That's cool.
And I also have Providence. I don't have. You picked UNC Greensboro. I picked
I
Gonzaga.
did, but I also picked Providence over Texas A&M.
Yeah,
Not a lot of upsets in that region.
and you also picked Florida State, I
Yeah,
have Mizzou.
but all right, so you did not pick Mizzou.
I
Okay,
did pick
good.
Mizzou.
Oh, wait, you did.
Yes. I have
Ugh.
Missouri beating Florida State.
Okay.
So, all right. So hopefully you're sitting down. To
Yeah.
go to the Sweet 16, I have Missouri beating Xavier.
Oh my goodness. Oh, what are you doing, Evan?
I have a hunch, like maybe the kid Porter Jr., he's supposed to be all this and all of that, and like Xavier, these teams out of the Big East, they just don't get it done sometimes. So, and I keep hearing about how the tournament is wide open and stuff, so no, we're hoping for something crazy to go down. So I picked Mizzou.
Right, well, to each their own.
Yeah, and then I have Ohio State over Gonzaga. Then Michigan over San Diego State, and North Carolina over Providence.
Yeah.
Ugh. You said ugh. All right. Well, then to go to the Elite Eight, I have Missouri beating Ohio State.
Oh my goodness. You got them going even further?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
And then Michigan over North Carolina. And then to go to the Final Four, Michigan beats Missouri. So,
Okay.
yeah, how's that? Right, and then in the East, sliding over to the upper right side of the sheet, I see the upsets I have. I have Alabama beating Virginia Tech. I picked Marshall over Wichita State. So Marshall, they're the Marshall University Thundering Herd from Conference USA in Huntington, West Virginia, wherever that is. So, you have any thoughts on Marshall and Wichita State? You picked Wichita State.
Yeah, I picked Wichita State. I mean, Wichita State's very talented. Well, Wichita State's very well coached, and they have a very talented player in Landry Shamet. So, and Marshall, I don't know. They don't really didn't really wow me that much. So, going with Wichita State.
Well, I haven't seen either of these teams play at all, but
Wichita's good.
somebody's gonna upset somebody, and the
I almost picked them to beat West Virginia in the second round.
oh wow, I mean, somebody's getting upset, and I just have to guess who it's gonna be, because nobody really knows, right? Like if you
Right.
paid money to get some sort of predictive analytical something, then you probably got ripped off.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's see. I also have Stephen F. Austin, the
All right.
Lumberjacks from Southland Conference.
Right, so we both got the Lumberjacks there. That's
Yeah,
good.
they're in Nacogdoches, Texas. I thought they were in Austin, but they're
No,
out in the.
they're in Fort Worth. No, the University of Texas is in Austin.
No, I thought
Yeah.
Stephen F. Austin would be in Austin too, but it's not.
Nah, they're in Fort Worth.
No, TCU's in Fort Worth. Stephen F. Austin is in this town called Nacogdoches, which is spelled N.
Actually, yes, I'm sorry. You're right. You're
Yeah,
right.
because
You're right.
I looked this up last night. So,
Yeah, you did your research.
yeah. I also had to look up how to pronounce that because it's spelled
Yeah.
Nacogdoches.
Perfect place for a lumberjack.
I guess. So, that's. It's if you were to draw a line between Shreveport, Louisiana, and Houston, Texas, it's right in the middle of that. And then I also have Butler. That's all of my upsets in that first round. So going to the Sweet 16, I have Villanova beating Alabama, and I have West Virginia beating Marshall. And then Florida over Stephen F. Austin and Purdue over Butler.
Okay.
And then I have Villanova over West Virginia and Purdue over Florida. And then going to the Final Four from the East region is Virginia. So my Final Four so far, Arizona, Michigan, Villanova.
All right, so pretty much the same all throughout. Will it be four?
We will see in a minute. So on to the Midwest. My upsets, I have NC State over Seton Hall. And then that's it.
So you're telling me you do not have the Iona Gales upsetting the Duke Blue Devils?
No, come on.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to get the picks right. And I also don't have terrible Oklahoma winning. They shouldn't even be in the tournament.
Well, they shouldn't, but they're playing Rhode Island. Dan
Rhode
Hurley.
Island's kind of beaten some people last couple of years. I kind of like Rhode Island.
They couldn't beat Maryland,
No,
and
I
their
especially
coach
like Rhode
hadn't.
Island over terrible Oklahoma with their 13
Anyway.
losses. I don't think no one else has 13 losses on here. There's some 11s and
Well,
10s.
guess what? North Carolina has how many losses as a two seed? I think I
10.
see two digits on that L sign.
Yeah.
10 losses as a two seed? Really? Really?
I mean,
Really?
you know the committee doesn't, they don't seed and stuff. They just kind of, it's like, you know,
North Carolina's a four seed. They're a four seed.
if you take a paintbrush and dunk it really deep in the paint and then flick it
I'm
at the
even a
wall,
little.
that's how they do the
I'm
seeding.
even thinking, should Kansas be a one seed with 7 losses?
Somebody has to, I mean, there are 4-1 seeds. You can't say, oh, well, this team doesn't deserve
I'd
to be
put
a one seed.
Cincinnati there. But anyway, I digress.
I see LIU Brooklyn is 18 and 16, but I heard they're already out. They lost in the first
Yep.
four.
There's a reason they played in the first four.
I mean, they're LIU Brooklyn, so, and they have 16 losses. So, yeah, I don't have any other upsets.
Okay.
Just NC State. So then I have Kansas beating NC State. I have Auburn beating Clemson.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh. And then I have Michigan State beating TCU. And then Duke over Rhode Island.
Ugh. Well,
Ugh.
yeah, that's still bad.
It's still bad. Okay. And then to go to the Elite Eight, I have Auburn over Kansas.
Oh,
Yes.
okay. Okay.
I just feel like Kansas very consistently underperforms.
A lot of people are getting mad at Bill Self not being able to make a Final Four. His last Final Four, 2012.
Okay.
With all those talented one seed teams that he's had, you've got to make a Final Four at some point.
I remember when I was in middle school and I was a Maryland basketball fan at the time, and I just remember Maryland played Kansas on their way to the national championship at some point in there. I get Kansas and Kentucky
I think that
confused
was a
'cause
really good
Maryland
Kirk
played
Heinrich
both of them.
team.
Was Bill Self the coach back then?
No, Bill Self was the coach at Illinois. It was Roy Williams.
Roy Williams, really?
Roy Williams used to coach at Kansas, yep.
Okay.
And then the North Carolina job opened up and he bolted for UNC after telling what's her name? Bonnie Bernstein that he's not going to take the job.
What is he supposed to say in that situation, though? Like, if you're still coaching one school, but you're, discreetly your foot's out the door, what are you supposed to
Yeah,
say?
it's a tough situation. I think the rules need there needs to be some rule in place that makes it better for both parties. I don't know what that rule is right now off the top of my head, but something's need to be done about that. In both college football and college basketball, in college sports.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
And I also have Michigan State over Duke. So,
Yay!
yes, yay. And then I have Michigan State over Auburn to go to the Final Four.
Okay.
So, those of you who are scoring at home, Sasquatch Final Four is Arizona, Michigan, Villanova, and Michigan State. And my Final Four is Arizona, Michigan, Villanova, and Michigan State.
Sounds like you said the same thing twice, just replaced maybe one or two words like my and Sasquatch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we did not communicate this beforehand.
Yep.
But that's how it turned out. So hopefully great minds think alike, and
Anyway, who you got in the going to the national championship?
the national championship game, I have Michigan in the national championship game playing Villanova.
Okay.
And then I have Villanova winning the national championship.
All right.
So, you had Arizona in the title game, but I just picked Michigan.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so that's those are our sheets of integrity. And then I keep getting sidetracked because I feel like a half hour ago I said that Butler was in Omaha when they're in Indiana somewhere.
Yeah, they're in Indianapolis, Indiana. I thought you meant they're playing their game in Omaha. Nope, they're
Are
in
they? No, they're not.
Hinkle Coliseum.
Oh, I thought they're. It says on here they're in Detroit.
Where are they?
The Butler game's in Detroit, Butler in
Oh, it's
Arkansas.
in Detroit.
Yeah,
Okay.
I'm guessing at
Interesting.
the brand new Little Caesars something arena.
Yeah, Little Caesars Palace or Place Arena, whatever it is.
It should be Little Caesars Palace. That would
That'd
be
be pretty
great.
awesome.
Yes. The Midwest Regional is in Omaha.
Ah, okay.
Doesn't really line up, and I think I got them confused with Creighton, who's in Omaha.
Yeah, Creighton's in Omaha, Nebraska.
But like the other regionals, they have Atlanta, Los Angeles, Boston, and Omaha. Like you couldn't pick a bigger Midwest city like
So
Chicago.
Boston's in the east,
Yeah.
Los Angeles is in the west, and Atlanta's in the south.
Yeah, but but then Omaha seems like, one of these things is not like the other.
Yep. Are they playing that in Phillips Arena in Atlanta?
Yes,
I
Phillips Arena.
doubt they're playing it in the new Mercedes-Benz Dome. Okay.
Yeah, Phillips Arena.
All right.
So, I mean, if I wasn't so busy, I'd be like, maybe I could look at some tickets to one of these games. I've never
Yeah, you
been to it.
could. Dude, it's on it's it would probably be on a Saturday and Sunday.
Oh yeah.
Saturday or Sunday. Give me a
March
date.
31st is a Saturday, and well, no, March 31st is the Final Four. The regional games, March 24th, also Saturday, and then the 22nd, a Thursday. So the potential Arizona-Tennessee game, according to my sheet,
Yep.
it's on a Saturday.
That'd be a fun game.
Yeah, I probably can't make it though. But yeah, so it's 7:53. Do you have any final words?
Should
Anything
be
you'd
an
like to add?
awesome tournament. Looking forward to it. Sucks that Maryland's not in it, but we'll be back next year and ready to rule college basketball once again.
Okay.
But in the meantime, we'll enjoy some basketball this year
Yeah, so I will
without Maryland.
without Maryland. I mean, I don't even know what it's like to have my team in the tournament. Like, it's just,
It's fun. It's fun.
seems
Trust me, I
exhausting.
know.
Like, I was telling a friend of mine when I was watching the NFL playoffs, like, in the baseball playoffs too. Like, being a fan of one of these teams is just exhausting. Like, when the World Series went to the seventh game and the game seven went to extra innings and a
Yep,
rain delay, and I'm
you
like,
should be a Capitals fan.
I can't
It's cr
imagine being a fan of one of these teams where you're just living and dying with every moment.
Yeah, try being a Capitals fan in the spring. It's not easy.
Oh yeah, but like, when it's not my team playing, I'm like, sign me up for as many overtimes as possible.
Oh yeah, exactly. I love watching that, but and it should be interesting with college basketball too. Like, I was watching the Villanova game. The Villanova Providence game on Saturday, the Big East Championship, that went into overtime. Like, I don't want this to ever end. This is
Oh yeah.
such a fun game.
Hoping for six overtimes again.
Yeah. But if it's Maryland, oh my goodness.
Right. Yeah, could we just
take
lose
years
by
off my
10 and
life.
or win by 10 and get it over with?
If it's a tournament game, win.
Well, yeah, win.
I'll forgive them after we win.
Right. So,
All right.
alrighty, that'll wrap up this week's show, and you know, this half the year's show, considering the last podcast was on September 14th. So I don't know if I have a new show next week, but maybe over the summer we'll try to get back to doing something. Check out this show on all those places. Podomatic.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player FM, Google Play Music. You can like the Facebook page. Send me an email, evanpodcast15@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at AshBackwardsPod. Check out the show on YouTube. Thank you to all the listeners out there, whatever handful of y'all that remain, and whoever is really surprised that a new podcast shows up
Yeah,
in their
there you
feed. Yeah,
go.
it's gonna be what? This is still happening? So for Sasquatch, I'm Evan Ash, and this has been the Ash Backwards Podcast. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.